It is time for Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports, and he brings many years of experience to those subjects and more. And I thought I saw him among the 6,800 people the other night at a certain rally.
And speaking of which, just this is weird. Okay, go ahead.
Jim.
Yes.
Was that you that I spied sitting high at the rally away from everybody else with your mask on?
No.
That was me, and I still have tickets. I still have tickets if you'd like to go for a repeat.
Where you go
and you just sit in the stands and take in the atmosphere. Nobody's there.
But what was really fascinating about it, the number of people of Jim's vintage and group that called me and said, did you see that thing? Why was your lot watching it?
I don't know, but I just...
No, I'm absolutely serious. I was shocked.
I found the backstory to that rally was more interesting of the 55-year-old woman who came up with the idea to go viral and apply for all the tickets. So she applied for ten of those tickets.
Was that the deal?
Was
the TikTok thing?
And then it went wild on TikTok. This woman didn't start on TikTok, but it went wild after that on TikTok, where people were saying,
Think Elliot Engel's going to get in?
It's interesting, Jim, that there's that primary in New York. I don't think he's going to get in. I think he made a big mistake. Once again, he forgot that everybody has a cell phone and everybody has a recorder and everybody and he made that comment that the only reason he was there was because it was a primary, and they leaked that to the people, and that sounded really bad. And I think
The problem was for the AOC one that no one knew it had. What's his name didn't show up, and she got a very small percentage, just because. Because he didn't show up at all. So I think they're trying with Engel to at least get him there.
Yeah. There's that one, and then there's the woman who's running against McConnell. But anyways, Jim, it's your show. We'll stop talking.
Well, I'm really enjoying this. I need a little respite from what's going on. That said, just putting the numbers together on the rally, and then we'll just get rid of it. The head of the fire department out there said it was 6,300. But then on Twitter, a respected person who I follow brought that number down to 1,500. The reason being, I think about 2,300 were paid for the gig by the Trump organization, 800 from the White House, on and on it goes. So it was really a terrible show. And I think, though, it really speaks to the underlying, I don't know how to say this, I'll just say craziness of Trump and his group in soliciting people to come out and go into a crowded stadium when the pandemic continues, and certainly it was rising in Tulsa and lots of places where people might travel from to go to this place, like Florida and Arizona. So I would hope that the president and his aides thinks better of having this thing in Arizona, because, one, I don't think many people are going to come out for it. Arizona is being hit now by an increase in cases. And it's just so inappropriate. Many of Trump's things are very inappropriate, but we're dealing here with life and death, folks, And there are a lot of dumb people out there who have aspired to be with the guy who tells everybody off. So
I wouldn't call them.
They'll listen to him.
I wouldn't call them dumb. I would call them frustrated people. They've been frustrated for many years. Whether their frustration is right or not is
whether
not,
or not you agree with it
is not the question. These people are frustrated. Are some of them dumb? Yeah, just like some liberals are dumb, some progressives are dumb. But I think most of the people are just plain frustrated, angry people that feel they have nowhere to turn. And that's what Donald Trump can capitalize on, and that's what he has capitalized on, that the fear of the unknown. And you see this supposed millionaire businessman that's going to come in and turn things around for you and fight for you. And you know what? they are strong supporters. That 30 to 35% isn't going anywhere soon. And I can't believe, Jim, that they won't. I don't think they'll vote for anybody but Trump, these people. You could put Jesus.
Debbie Dingell was very interesting.
You could put Jesus Christ up and they wouldn't vote for him over Trump. Really, they're so frustrated and they so don't believe anymore in the America that they once were promised that I think they're just rock solid for him. It's really a strange phenomenon.
Politico had a very interesting article yesterday that you might want to look at. Just, you know, that while, of course, Biden is polling ahead and everybody is confident, they're also scared. And Debbie Dingell, who refers to herself as Debbie Downer, says, "You don't understand. I talk to my constituents, you know," and she's obviously a Democrat. And she said, "You know, there are people who are voting for, you know, they're just going to vote for him. So they're still out there." So it's just, you know, it's something to take into account as you communicate what needs to happen.
Hello?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, it's your turn, Jim.
No, I thought I lost you there for a minute. You went off. Oh. Kind of off.
All right. Well, you're on, so whatever.
Okay. So, okay. Let's change the subject. Let's go to the markets. In January sometime, I'd indicated that on this show and on LinkedIn that I felt the markets were overvalued, stock market, and suggested people lighten up, and was not aware, obviously, of an upcoming pandemic. But anyhow, the pandemic created a fear of an economy going down the tubes, and the market went from about 28,000, 29,000. Of Dow to 18,000, and then it rallied back up to about 2,400, and has been meandering, and now it's around 2,600. I felt the stock market was overvalued at 2,900, 2,800, because I felt the economy was due to decline and recession and so forth and so on. Now that it's back, the Dow I'm talking about at 26,000. It still is overvalued and then some because, one, people are not really taking into account this pandemic, and it's not going away, and it keeps coming back. And also the economic harm that has been done is beyond the pale. People cannot really figure it in that there's a whole thing with people in terms of the way they're going to live their lives that will be changed, starting with the 20 million unemployed. They're not going to be spending on a lot of things other than food and housing. And then there's another 20 million who are frightened to death about losing their jobs or losing their health insurance. And then there's another 20 million. On and on it goes. The economy is not solid. It's going to go down. We're going to have a more severe recession. And therefore, lighten up in your stock portfolio. Talk to your financial advisor. Give them what I said and whatever you want to do. But I'm just telling you to go and speak with somebody who will reasonably indicate to you in your specific situation with what you own and your assets and so forth, what you should do. Because you should be very concerned about where this economy is going. That's the first point. It's got to do with business. The second thing, you better be very concerned about where this government is going with the Nazi Fagan guy running it, who is trying to run over everybody who might take him out in terms of information, in terms of his past crimes and so forth and so on. So therefore, buyer beware, talk to your financial advisor.
Where'd you get the term Nazi Fagan?
Oh, that's an old one.
I know my grandmother used to use it all the time when she used to get mad at my grandfather.
You know,
used to call him Nazi Fagan all the time.
Yeah, it's an old Jewish old like turn of the last century.
Well, that's that Jewish gene in me, you know, it comes up periodically.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question.
No.
about the economy. What I've noticed is I've been looking at all these car companies now coming back from the pandemic. They are offering 6 months, 3 months, no payment. Your payments won't start for 3 months or 6 months. They're offering these low interest rates. They're offering now up to 80-month loans. 80-month loans. And here's what I'm going to put with it, and I'm going to ask you the question. I don't make much money. I enjoy what I do. I make enough to get by. I have really very, very few debts. But I now have a credit score of 970-something, and I'm getting these offers for credit cards with balances of $20,000 to $50,000 that I'm ripping up and throwing away. And I was sitting here listening to you talking about the economy, and all I can say is that I think these credit card companies and car companies are putting out the big dangle, and this includes some banks, lending companies, they're going to suck people into these loans and to these cards. And once again, we're going to face, on top of a recession, we're going to face another crisis where the debt's not repayable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tear these things up, burn them, get rid of them, get them out of your consciousness. This is a sucker play. In other words, they want to sell the cars, staying with cars for a minute, and you don't have to pay it back and this and that. And then all of a sudden, you lose your job or this or that. And they say, oh, okay, so, okay, we're taking the car back, and also you're on the hook for what you owe us. And then they bet on the come that somehow or other you will start paying that off slowly but surely to try and maintain some semblance of a credit rating. This is poison. These people should not be allowed to do this. If you're a millionaire, okay, if you're making $500,000 a year, if you're making $150,000 a year, you don't need this kind of incentive. Who are they appealing to? They're appealing to people who are desperate, who are looking for a way out, who are looking to feel good, like having too much candy. So please, folks, tear it up. Get rid of it. But it is really terrible how people, corporations, try and take advantage of this incredible problem we have in the economy and in our health care. Now, they're like ghouls, you know, traveling around and, well, who's dying next? End of story. Coming back to something else, it's very important. Let's talk voting for a minute. You all live in states, I think, that are probably pretty safe in terms of very little voter fraud. But, you know, you really don't know. Money has a way of making people do things they shouldn't. So please make sure you're registered properly. You know where your polling place is. If it's vote by mail, you got that down solid, when to do it, how to do it. And please vote for everybody, whether you know them or not, on the ballot, so that your voice is being heard. End of story. Now, we have a scene going on in D.C. where the president and his cohort, Barr, have fired Berman from the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District, the most independent and important district. They fired him because, they were tired of him. This is a Trump appointee, okay? A Trump appointee. He was fired. Two things. The attorney general wanted him fired, couldn't fire him. Only Trump could fire him. Trump fires him and says, well, it was up to him, but, well, he's gone. Here's the problem. The Southern District of New York will be responsible for all the lawsuits and the current lawsuits and the ones coming forward regarding Trump and his family. That's where his business and his operation is. Jay Kaplan, who is the guy that what's his name, Barr, suggested, currently head of the SEC, more importantly, has been an attorney for the Deutsche Bank in their suit brought against it for money laundering with the Russians to a tune of $10 billion. They want to put this guy as the attorney general who would oversee cases against Trump and, frankly, Deutsche Bank, because there's a lot more going on. This is how criminal, how opaque, how ridiculous these people are in the Trump administration. And they're not going to get away with it. The assistant to Berman, they decided after having egg on the face, is going to be the person until after the election. And that's supposedly a very solid person. But, you know, we're worried about a lot of things and being discontent and being this and that. The government in Washington, D.C., the Trump administration, has been stealing you blind in terms of using monies for golf, sending their kids on hunting trips, et cetera, et cetera. Wake up to what is going on before your very eyes. The authoritarian instinct that Trump has been exhibiting because he loves the idea of being the next Hitler, the next Joe Stalin, the next guy in South America, and having everybody at his beck and call. Get down with your people and talk over coffee and say, what the heck is going on? And understand, you're being robbed blind by the people running the government.
He wants to be like the leader. Who's the leader of China? What's his name? I think that's who he really wants to be.
Well, he doesn't have a Chinese Communist Party. He's got Congress.
But still, that's he really does like.
Their birthday
like
is the day after one another.
So I'm just saying, you know, that's. And I've always said all along, being a person who ran his own company for all those years and did everything by himself with no interference, that this was going to be a very rough thing for him to get used to, having a Congress and having a separate judiciary. But
so far he does. I'm not saying he's used to it. I'm saying there is a Congress and there's a separate judiciary. And hopefully what Jim is saying is people should vote. And hopefully it's only 153 or 35 or something days to go because, with all respect, pretty much been saying the same thing. I mean, there has been a problem since the election. So we got that. It's 4 years on. People really need to now be motivated to take action instead of in addition to reviewing the list of,
But you have to review the list.
But
you have to.
Okay.
The thing that they did the other night, everybody knows. Who's the former attorney for the South, the Southern District that got fired?
Preet Bharara, yeah. And then Preet. Jeffrey Berman.
Preet Bharara said the night that happened, calm down, folks. Yeah, it doesn't sound right and everything, but everybody's got thumb drives there. He goes, all the information.
But everything is absolutely clear. And the woman who has been the investigations are going to continue, is what I am trying to say.
And what I'm trying to say is that just by instigating what the president's doing, it goes along with the. With just totally trying to tear apart what's in Washington. And I'll be the first one to tell you that Washington needs fixing up, but it doesn't need to be torn down without a plan to make it better. And that's what we have now.
Maybe Preet would make a good attorney general.
Well, maybe Biden will appoint him.
Yeah, my dream is that... Biden gets elected, even though I should have been Bernie, and then he appoints Barack Obama to the Supreme Court.
That is the absolute. It's not just your dream. You're not the only one who has that dream.
I smile when I think of that. But anyways, Jim, you have a minute and a half, 90 seconds to wrap this shoe up.
90 seconds. I'm gonna throw a long one here. Try and get a touchdown. No, more importantly, you know, I don't know. It's a crazy world. We've been through this before in this country, and God Almighty, if you look at our history, it's been pretty checkered. You got to keep your head up, keep your helmet on, and keep your family closer and closer, and communicate more and more rather than less in terms of not so much what's going on, but just communicate. We need the vitality of the brain to get us through. If you let yourself get emotionally drained, there's a chance it might impact your health. So stay well, be good, have a good week, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, Jim, take care.
Right, bye-bye.
I'm Jim Lynch, and cover your assets here on Robin Hood Radio. And what's funny here...